Hello?
Hello, Dad. This is Archie. Let me talk to Mom. It's a matter of life or death.
Relax, Archie. Relax.
Archie Comics Magazine, no one loves so well. Archie and Stan, all is dead.
And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's Saturday afternoon as we look in on the Andrews home, but this Saturday, being the beginning of a new month, we find Mr. Andrews seated at his desk in the living room, engaged in the very unpleasant occupation of paying last month's bills.
9, 5 is 14, 7 is 21, and 11 is 32. Makes $32.48, and that settles that. Whew, these bills. Money, 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 money. Everybody and his brother wants money.
Oh, Fred, can I have some money?
I guess I was wrong.
Wrong? Wrong about what?
Mary, before you walked in here, I remarked to myself that everybody and his brother wants money. I should have said everybody and his brother and my wife wants money.
Oh, Fred, I only want my weekly allowance so I can go shopping.
Mary, I know what you only want, but just look at these bills.
Oh, you always have a lot of bills on the first of the month.
That's exactly the point. There was just no reason why a small family living as modestly as we do should spend the kind of money we spend. Mary, we've got to start economizing.
But, Fred, we entertain very little. We go out very rarely. We buy only the clothes we need. And we have no servants except the cleaning woman once a week. Now, what's there to economize on?
Everything.
What?
I said everything, dear. If there are no big items to cut down on, then we've got to cut down a little on the small items. That's the only way to save money. I just watch the pennies everywhere. The dollars will take care of themselves.
Fred, that's ridiculous.
You're right. It's absolutely ridiculous. Now, Mary, what is ridiculous?
All this talk about saving pennies. It's more trouble than it's worth, and it never amounts to a thing.
Oh, is that so? Well, Mrs. Andrews, you've got a surprise in store for you. I am going to start a campaign right now to save every penny we can possibly save. And I'm going to keep a record of every penny I save today. And I'm going to show you just how much it adds up to in just one day.
Oh, Fred.
Why, I bet we can save as much as $2 in one day just by watching the little things. And $2 a day is $14 a week. And $14 a week is $56 a month. And $56 a month.
Fred, all right. I get the point. It's $2 million by the time we're 90 years old.
Yeah.
Now go ahead and save if you've got such a saving bug.
That's just what I'm going to do. Yes, sir. And you just watch how much we can save today just by turning off the lights we don't use and not wasting anything and by your watching how you shop and...
How I shop? Fred Andrews, are you insinuating I don't know how to shop?
Mary, I am not insinuating. But I'm sure you could shop more wisely if you wanted to. Here, just hand me that shopping list of yours. And I'll bet a nickel I can show you how to save money.
Well, I'd like to see you find anything wrong with this list.
All right, let's see. Bread, tomatoes, and coffee, replace it. Aha! Just what I thought. Just exactly what I thought.
What's the matter?
What's the matter? Here, look. Look at this first item. 3 cans of tomatoes. 3 cans of tomato juice. Now, will you tell me why we need 3 cans of tomato juice when we only drink it out of those itty-bitty juice glasses?
Fred, it so happens that tomato juice is 10 cents a can, but I get 3 for 25 cents.
Oh, you do?
I certainly do.
Well, that's good. Fine. But what about the rest of this list? All this other stuff that says just one of everything.
But, dear, that's all I need.
See? You're not using your foresight. Now, if you can save money by buying 3 at a time, then buy 3 of everything on the list.
Oh.
Sure. If you don't use it today, you'll use it tomorrow. Now, I'll correct this list for you right now. 3 bottles of vanilla extract. 3 boxes of black pepper. 3 loaves of bread. 3 dozen bananas. 3 boxes of sugar, 3 bunches of parsley, 3 dozen eggs, and 3 watermelons. There you are. Now, that's what I call smart shopping. That's going to save money.
Oh, for pity's sake. Fred, you can't buy 3 of everything like this and expect to save anything.
And I say you can. In fact, I insist you buy everything on this list.
Oh, you insist, do you?
I do. By George, if I pay the bills around here, then I'm going to have something to say about how the money is spent. Now, I want you to buy everything on this list, just the way I wrote it down, and that settles that.
All right, Mr. Efficiency Expert, if that's the way you feel, I'll buy everything on this list. and show you it doesn't say the thing.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'll show you that...
Hiya, Dad.
Oh, hello, Archie. Mary, I'll show
Hiya,
you...
Hiya, Mom.
Hello, dear.
Mary, I'll
How's
show
How's everyone
you...
today?
Fine. Mary, I'll show
well,
you...
Well, day too. Today, isn't it?
Archie! All right. So it's a swell day today, but I'm trying to talk to your mother. Do you mind?
Gee, what's that? I don't mind.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Archie!
Okay, Dad, okay.
Now, Mary, as I was about to say, you go and buy everything on that list, and I'll show you that it does save money. But you be sure and write down exactly what everything costs now, because I want to keep a record.
Yes, dear. Maybe we ought to hire a certified public accountant.
Now, Mary, I see no reason for sarcasm. This is an important experiment.
Yes, doctor.
Doctor, what do you mean by that? Mary?
She's gone, Dad.
Oh, that woman. I get no cooperation from her whatsoever. None at all.
Gee, Dad, what's this all about?
Archie, this is all about money.
Huh?
That's right, money. I've decided we spend entirely too much money around here, and from now on, we are going to save money every way we can possibly think of.
Well, gee, Dad, I know a wonderful way to save money.
You do?
Sure. Yeah. You see, I got a date with Veronica tonight.
Yes?
And that's going to save us a lot of money.
Archie, how is a date with Veronica going to save us money?
Well, you see, Dad, I've decided that whenever I see Veronica from now on, I'm gonna save a penny every time I hold her tight.
Oh, fine. Now, Archie...
And we're gonna watch the pennies grow.
Look, Archie, would you...
I'm gonna save a penny every time we kiss goodnight.
Tell me, I give
And
up.
Then when we are married, we can own a bungalow. A penny a kiss, a penny a hug. We're gonna save our penny in a big brown jug. A penny a kiss, a penny a hug. Oh, how rich we're gonna be. I'm gonna save a penny when we're cuddled in a clinch, closer than a quarter after three. With all the saving that we do, it's practically a cinch that everyone in town will think we own a money tree. Oh, a penny a kiss, a penny a hug. We're gonna save our pennies in a big brown jug. A penny a kiss, a penny a hug. Oh, how rich we're gonna, oh, how rich we're gonna, oh, how rich we're gonna be.
Well, Dad, how'd you like that?
Archie, look, the song was very nice, but I am not in the mood right now for songs or for joking about this saving business. I'm serious about this. Saving money is a serious thing, sir.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about, Dad.
Saving?
No, money.
Money.
Uh-huh. Today's the day when I get my allowance.
Oh, fine. Well, Archie, you will get your allowance, but you'll get it just as you should get it.
Huh?
I mean that after taking into account all the little advances you got last week that I usually just forget about...
Gee, was what advances?
Well, if I remember correctly, you got your full allowance last Saturday, right?
Yes.
And on Monday, you needed another dollar for lunches at school.
Well, yes.
And on Wednesday, you borrowed another 50 cents to go to the movies.
Well, yes.
And on Friday, you borrowed another quarter for a soda.
Yes.
All right. Then we now have the record straight. So figuring the advances you've had all week, here, Archie, is your allowance.
A dime? Gee, was that? Is that all you're going to give me, a dime?
No, no, Archie. That's all the allowance you have left. From now on, you'll just have to stay within your allowance and like it.
Oh, but, Dad, I got a date with Veronica tonight. I got to have some money.
Archie, I told you, from now on, we are out to save money. So you'd better get used to the idea. Now, I'll just write this down. Saved. $1.75 on Archie's allowance.
Mm.
Yes, sir. Wait till Mary sees that. $1.75 saved right off the bat.
But, Dad, I can't
Archie,
have...
Archie, no buts about it. You'll have to cancel your date with Veronica or take her out for a walk or something.
She was okay. I guess I better call her up and tell her.
Yes, you do that. Just pick up the phone and call her. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's another thing. These phone calls have got to stop.
Huh?
You heard me. Here. Just look at this phone bill. Looks like the national debt. You can't pick up that phone, you know, every time you feel like it. So from now on, young man, you are limited to one phone call a day.
one call over that.
No buts about it. One phone call. And by that, I mean a phone call just 3 minutes long. You understand? Because they charge an extra nickel for every 3 minutes.
She was okay, Dad.
Okay.
Operator, get me Riverdale 318. And hurry, please. But, Dad, couldn't we start this economy stuff a little at a time?
3 minutes.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, hiya, Veronica. This is Archie. I can't talk too long. I just want to...
Hello, Archie.
Oh, fine.
It's awful nice to hear your voice, Archie.
Oh, no.
Gee, it's nice to hear your voice, too, Veronica.
Oh, Archie, you say the sweetest things.
Gee, you really think so?
Uh-huh. I've been just hoping you'd call.
Gee, you have.
Mm-hmm. 1 minute more, Archie.
Hold on, Veronica. What did you say, Dad?
I said you've already giggled away 1 minute.
Gee whiz, I have. Oh, boy. Hello, Veronica. Listen, I can't stay on the phone too long because I had only 3 minutes and now 1 minute is gone already.
Archie, what are you talking about?
About phone calls. I'm only allowed 3 minutes on the phone.
My goodness, why only 3 minutes?
I don't know, Veronica. Dad started some new fad about saving money.
Archie, this is not a fad.
Just a minute, Veronica. What did you say, Dad?
I said, Archie, this is not a fad. This is a very serious and a very permanent matter. And another minute is gone.
Oh, boy. Hello, Veronica. Listen, we just wasted another minute and I...
Wasted? What do you mean, wasted?
Well, I didn't mean you.
You're all talking to me, wasting time?
Well, no, Veronica, I didn't mean that. And please quit wasting the minute I have left.
What?
Well, I didn't mean that either, Veronica. I just meant...
Well, you've said it twice now. What do you mean?
I'll tell you later. But what I really called to say is
your time's up.
Your time's up. I mean, about tonight, Veronica, we won't be able to...
Archie, your 3 minutes are up.
Gee whiz, Dad, give me just another second, please.
Archie, what are you talking about?
Archie, I said 3 minutes, and I meant 3 minutes.
Archie, are you there?
Hold on 3 minutes. I mean, hold on, Veronica. Dad, won't you give me just one more, Veronica? I mean, won't you give me just one more minute?
I certainly will not. Now say goodbye.
She was okay.
Archie, say hello.
Hello, Veronica.
Archie, I said goodbye, not hello.
Gee, with that, I gotta say hello to say goodbye, don't I?
Archie, put that phone down or I won't let you use it for a week.
She was okay, Dad, okay. Bye, Veronica, I'll talk to you later.
No, but Archie, wait up.
Gee, with that, I just needed another few seconds to tell Veronica about tonight and you just wouldn't...
You should have thought about that before you started giggling. Now, just write that down. Saved on phone call, 5 cents. Well, this is working out even better than I thought it would.
But, Dad, Veronica still doesn't know what we're doing tonight.
Then go over to her house and tell her all about it.
Go over there?
Yes, Archie. Go over there to her house and spend as much time as you like, and it won't cost anything. Oh, but did you ever do that? Oh, no. It's easier just to pick up the phone and talk all afternoon and run up a bill. And that's just the kind of thing that has got to stop.
Okay, Dad, okay. I guess you're right. I'll go over there right now. She was who can that be?
I'll get it.
Hello.
So good grief, Jughead.
Well, you expect Bunny Grace?
No, Jughead, I did not expect Bonnie Braids nor you either, but come on in.
Oh, gee, hiya, Jug. What are you doing here?
Hi, Archie. Nothing special. Just dropped in to see what you're doing.
Well, I'm just going over to Veronica's. You want to come along?
Sure, I got nothing else to... Gee whiz.
Gee whiz what?
Hey, where'd you get that big box of chocolate?
Oh, I bought that down at the... This chocolate! Now, wait a minute, Jughead. Jughead, you can't...
Hey, you're good, too.
Jughead, you can't...
Just the kind I like.
Jughead, please.
Yeah, that's what I like about this house. Always got something good to eat around here.
Jughead, give me that box of chocolates.
Sure, help yourself. Oh, but leave the caramels. I like those.
Well, that's just too bad, but you can't have them.
Huh?
It just so happens we've started an economy program around here, and that box of chocolate costs almost $2. $2 a pound? I don't see why I should leave it lying about here. It's free lunch for half the kids in Riverdale. Now, from now on, Jughead, eat before you come over here.
Gee, it isn't easy to break a habit so quickly. Even dope fiends are allowed to take
Look,
more.
Jug, I...
Can't I even have one last chocolate for old time's sake?
Please.
You want me to tell people you take candy from children?
Jughead, all right, all right. so you can tell people I take candy from children. And that you're a dope fiend if you want to. But that candy costs money, and you can't have any more, so stop arguing.
But I'm hungry.
Then go out in the kitchen and take some bread and butter.
Bread and butter?
Yes.
I just lost my appetite.
That's what I thought. And that's why you can't have any candy. So if you and Archie are going to Veronica's, just go and quit arguing.
Yeah, let's go, Jug. My father's serious about the saving stuff.
Okay. But how serious can you get? See you later, Dad.
Yeah, see you later. See you later. Save some more money that time. Yes, sir. Let's see now. If I hadn't stopped Jughead, he'd probably have eaten another dozen chocolates. And that's a saving of 25 cents at least. So, save on candy, 25 cents. So Mary thought I couldn't save any money this way, eh? Well, just wait till she sees how I've been... What dickens was that? Oh, good grief, my car! Archie, where the dickens are you going?
She went, Dad, to Veronica's like you told me.
To Veronica's? Archie Andrews, you mean to tell me you are going to save a 10-cent phone call and use up 50 cents worth of gas, oil, and brakes and tires just driving to Veronica's house and back?
Okay, Dad, I'll come back in and call her up.
All right, that's better. Call her up! Archie, you'll do no such thing.
But, Dad, if I can't have the car and I can't call her up, how am I going to tell her about tonight?
You can just walk over there.
Walk? Dad, it's an awful long walk to Veronica's house.
Archie, I don't care if it's an overnight hike.
Huh?
You're going over there to save money, and driving my car is the way to do it. If it's too far to walk, use your bicycle. But you cannot have the car.
But, Dad...
Archie!
He was okay, Dad. I'll put the car back in the garage.
Don't bother. Just leave it out in front in case I want to use it later. Driving up and down that driveway, you waste gas too, you know.
Gee whiz, Dad, I didn't think this economy program was going to be this economical.
Well, it is. So you might as well get used to it.
Okay, Dad.
None of those kids. Carousing around in my car for no good reason whatsoever. Just write that down. Saved on car 50 cents. Yes, sir, this is even better than I thought. I've already saved $2.55. Now, by George, that's what I call economy. Yes, sir.
Fred, I'm home.
Oh, Mary, hello, dear.
Well, how's the big economy program going?
Well, Mary, if you'd really like to know, it so happens that in the short time you've been gone, I have saved no less than... Mary, where is it?
Where's what?
Well, all the groceries you went out to buy.
Oh, that... Well, Fred, when you changed the list to order three of everything, there was so much I couldn't possibly carry it home myself, so I told him to deliver it.
Deliver it? Deliver it? After the big speech I made about saving money when you shop?
Oh, Fred, don't be silly. The delivery's free.
Mary, the delivery may be free as far as the store is concerned, but I'll have to tip the delivery boy, won't I?
Tip the... Fred Andrews, you mean you're going to stop and quibble about tipping a delivery boy?
I certainly am. I said save pennies, and I meant it.
Oh, there must be the delivery boy now. But I think you're carrying this whole thing too far.
Now, Mary, I am not carrying it too far. I said we were going to save money, and we're going to save money. These women give her a big lecture about saving money. So she goes to some fancy store with fancy delivery service. I don't know why she couldn't just
carry... It's not the delivery boy. It's Tom Jenkins.
Tom Jenkins, what's he doing here?
Slouch. Huh? He's standing at the door. He says he wants to borrow some machine oil.
Machine oil? Well, by George, he can't have it.
What?
No, sir. That old goat is over here every second day. Borrowing paint and putty and plaster and whatnot. And those things cost money. No, sir. He can't have the oil.
Oh, now, Fred, you can't refuse him a little oil.
I certainly can. I am not going to save my penny so he can borrow me out of house and home. I'll tell him so myself.
Oh, now, Fred, don't be rude.
Now, Mary, you just leave it to me. Hello there, Tom, old man.
Hello, Fred. Hello. I hate to bother you like this, old man, but you see, I'm doing a little repair work around the house, and, well, I just happened to run out of machine oil. You mind if I borrow yours?
Well, now, you know I don't mind, old fella, but it just happens that I'm out of machine oil myself.
Oh. You are?
Yep. Awfully sorry. Haven't got a drop in the house anyplace.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I guess I'll have to run downtown and buy some.
Yep. Only thing to do, I guess. Sorry I couldn't help you out, but...
Oh, Dad, where's the machine oil?
On my workbench. I... Yes, no.
Machine oil? What machine oil?
The machine oil I use on my bike. I'm going over to Veronica's house like you told me to, but the front wheel is squeaking like the dickens.
Archie, I don't know what oil you're talking about.
The machine oil, Dad. That big can of oil you bought last week.
Archie,
you used it just yesterday to fix Mom's sewing machine, you remember?
And you even
said one thing you'd never be without in the house is machine oil.
Oh, that machine. Oh, that. Well, I forgot all about that. Well, you know, Tom, this is lucky. Archie just reminded me that I have some machine oil after all.
You don't say.
Yes, I'd forgotten all about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Archie, go get the machine oil for Mr. Jenkins.
Yeah.
Okay, Dad.
Funny how those things just slip your mind, you know?
Yes.
It's funny.
Yes.
Forgot all about it.
Yeah.
Got so much junk around the house anyway, I never know what I have half the time. You know how it is, don't you?
Yeah.
Here's the oil, Dad.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, here you are, Tom. Here's the old oil.
Yes, oh, I see. Well, now, that's just fine. That's just what I need. I'll bring it back here just as soon as I'm through with it.
No hurry. Use as much as you like.
Well, thank you.
Sorry, I forgot I had it here for a moment.
Yeah,
have a cigar.
Well, thanks. I don't mind if I do. Well, thanks a lot.
No, not at all. Drop in any time you need something.
Yes. Well, bye now. And goodbye, Mrs. Andrews.
Goodbye, Mr. Jenkins.
Bye, Tom, old fella. Hey, old goat.
Fred Andrews, I've never been so embarrassed in all my life.
Well, now, Mary, how do you think I felt? I was embarrassed personally and financially. I not only had to give him the oil, but one of my best cigars, too.
And this is all your fault, Archie.
My fault? Gee, with that, how did I know Mr. Jenkins wanted the machine oil?
Well, you should have known that old goat never comes over here unless he wants to borrow something. You should have known.
Don't you start blaming Archie for this. I told you penny pinching never works.
Now, Mary, it does work. Just because things went wrong that time doesn't mean it won't work other times. I know.
Hear the door again.
Riverdale Grocery.
Oh, my order. Fred, take the bags from the boy.
Good grief. Did we order all that?
I got only what you told me to. And take those bags. The boy can't hold them all day.
All right, Mary, I'll take them. Ooh, these bags are heavy.
Boy, I'll say to you, this one's got 3 watermelons in it. You folks must sure like watermelon.
Yeah, we certainly do. Well, thanks a lot.
Oh, that's okay.
I really appreciate you bringing this over here. I certainly do.
That's okay.
Fred.
Yeah, Mary, let me handle this. I can take
it. Handle nothing. You've got to give the boy a tip.
Maybe he doesn't want one.
Fred, don't be absurd.
Well, I'm not absurd. Maybe the store has a rule against tipping employees.
Something wrong with the order?
Huh? What? Oh, no. Order's fine, I'm sure. Well, thanks again.
That's okay.
She was down. Aren't you going to tip him?
Archie, who asked you?
Fred, stop. You've got to give the boy a tip.
Mary, I can't give him a tip when I'm holding these bags.
All right, then I'll tip him myself. Here you are, Sonny.
Thanks, lady. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Now, Fred Andrews, you listen to me. This money saving is going entirely too far.
And I tell you, it is not going too far. What the dickens was that?
Gee whiz, it sounded like an automobile accident.
Oh,
automobile?
Dear.
Oh, Archie, quick, open the door and see what it was.
Mr. Andrews, Veronica just ran into your car.
My car?
Oh, boy, it was parked in front of the house.
Oh, dear.
Oh, now, Archie, quick, take these bags here. I want to see what she did.
She was that. I want to see too, Judge. Here, you take these bags.
Hey, don't say heavy.
Fred, stop passing those groceries around and put them down someplace.
Well, Mary, I've got to see what's happened to my car.
Oh, boy, this bag is ripping. Fred, the groceries.
Just hold on to it.
It's falling.